I would like you and I to pray for one of our sisters. I have just received a prayer request. Sister Leila. Sister Leila is in Cape Town. She has a very terrible situation in the life of her child. Sister Leila is a Muslim sister who contacted me, I think, 3 weeks ago to pray for her. I understood that she had a spiritual problem, a terrible one. And then after that, can you increase a little bit the background sound? Now, we understand that by the time I was busy preparing and to pray for her, the devil has now tormented again the sister, and the sister changed her mind. She start now blaspheming Christian. Start now blaspheming Christian and the Holy Ghost. You see, it's not easy to follow the way of the cross. It is not easy to follow the way of the cross. Mama Giselle knows the situation. The sister was there and to blaspheme Christian, saying many words. I proved to her that we Christian, we have love. But you are saying that you hate pastors and you hate Christians. But we Christians, we love everyone. We Christians, we pray even for Muslim. We Christians, we pray even for Muslim people. We pray for Muslim people. We pray for everyone. We pray for bad people. We pray for evil people. We pray for witch and wizard. Our desire, it is for everyone to be delivered. That is what Jesus Christ wants. I did expand this even to our sister to prove that there is a difference between we Christian and other men of God, other churches. But the sister, it was not because of her. It was because of the devil. The devil used her and to frustrate what God was planning to do. Thank God today, the sister has sent a letter of apology. A letter of apology to the man of God, a letter of apology to Christian. What matters here, it is to prove love. Love, the love of God. The love of God, that's what matters. This is very important to understand this message. Someone has insulted you. Someone has presented the word that is clear, that I hate you pastors and I hate you Christians. And today the person is coming and to pray for the same person because he's in deep suffering. What will you do? What will you do? That is the difference between Christians and other religion. Other religions, they behave like Pharisees. There is no love. The love is a conditioned love. I can't hear well the background sound, but don't be making it higher. You can see that you can't hear it. So, when you see the Pharisees, they show love, but the love of a Pharisees is a conditional love. There are some churches, for you to be helped by them, you need to be a member of the church. I am telling the truth. If you are not a member of the church, they can't even help you. When you come, pastor, they will ask, are you a member of the church? No, pastor, I am not. They will put you aside. They will, first of all, take care of those who are members of the church. Even when you are a member of that church, if you don't pay your tithe, you don't pay your offering, the pastor will put you aside. You will just take care, first of all, of those who are faithful financially speaking. I am telling the truth. But if you are a true Christian, what will prove to you that you are a true Christian? It is love. Sorry, I did not say this in French for our brothers and sisters. Let me just summarize this in French. It is important that to say this. Then we will pray for 1 minute for our sister, and we will come to the word of God, because this is important. Love. The love of God has changed the program. It is important. Je disais ceci en anglais, que 3 semaines passées, ou 1 mois passé déjà, j'avais reçu une sœur qui vit en Afrique du Sud, mais à Cape Town. Et cette sœur-là est musulmane. Elle m'a appelé pour prier pour elle. Mais qu'est-ce qui s'est passé? Au moment où on se préparait pour qu'elle rentre dans le studio, orientation prophétique en ligne, la sœur, l'esprit l'a frappé encore, le diable. Et elle a changé de comportement. La sœur a insulté les chrétiens. Elle a commencé à insulter même les pasteurs. La sœur dit que moi je hais les chrétiens. Je hais les pasteurs. J'ai dit, mais pourquoi tu m'as contacté? Dis non, c'est une erreur que j'ai faite. Et j'ai laissé. J'ai dit, mais ma sœur, nous sommes chrétiens, mais on a l'amour. On prie même pour les musulmans. Je peux t'envoyer un témoignage des musulmans qui ont témoigné quand j'ai prié pour eux. Mais je ne crois pas si vous, les musulmans, vous pouvez prier pour les chrétiens. Et après, qu'est-ce que j'ai fait? Je l'ai laissé. Aujourd'hui, la sœur a envoyé une lettre de pardon. Et c'est ça qui est important que Dieu considère. Dieu ne voit pas ce que la sœur a fait. Ce que la sœur a fait devient une leçon de morale pour toi et moi, de respecter le Saint-Esprit. Cette sœur, son enfant est gravement malade. C'était le même enfant. Je voulais prier pour cet enfant à ce moment-là. Et ça capote. Et aujourd'hui, l'enfant est gravement malade. Et la sœur a envoyé la lettre d'excuse. Elle a demandé pardon. Donc voilà pourquoi je dis que nous les chrétiens, nous avons l'amour. La chose qui va démontrer que toi et moi, on est chrétiens, c'est l'amour. Les pharisiens n'ont pas manifesté l'amour. L'amour des pharisiens, c'est un amour conditionné. C'est-à-dire, si tu es avec eux, ils vont te considérer, ils vont t'aider. Mais si tu n'es pas avec eux, ils ne peuvent pas prendre soin de toi. Il y a certaines églises, si tu n'es pas membre de cette église, on te met de côté, même si tu as des problèmes. Même quand tu es dans cette église-là, le pasteur aussi fait la différence entre ceux qui sont en train de payer l'argent, les offrandes, tout. Il prend soin de ces gens-là. Et ceux qui ne donnent rien, on les met à l'écart. Les personnes ne les reçoivent même pas. L'esprit pharisien est dans les églises. Je pense que vous avez compris. Mais aujourd'hui, je bénis le Seigneur. Cette sœur a demandé pardon. Le Saint-Esprit est content. Nous allons prier que l'Éternel Dieu puisse pardonner cette sœur. On va prier que l'Éternel Dieu puisse restaurer cette sœur. On va prier que les docteurs puissent savoir ce qu'il faut faire. L'oreille qui est bouchée, le docteur n'arrive même pas à enlever la chose qui est à l'intérieur là-bas. Que l'Éternel Dieu fasse des miracles, que l'oreille soit résolue. Au nom de Jésus-Christ de Nazareth, on se met debout, commence à intercéder, manifeste l'amour. Lève-toi et commence à prier pour cette sœur. Elle s'appelle la sœur Leila. Leila. My brother, my sister, may you stand up and to pray for sister Leila and her child in the hospital. Yes, pray for sister Leila in Cape Town. For the Lord Jesus Christ to deliver her. For the Lord Jesus Christ to touch her. For the Lord Jesus Christ to heal the child. For the Lord Jesus Christ to bless the child. Let there be healing power, miracle, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let there be healing power, healing power, healing power, healing power, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Pray, my brother, pray, my sister. As you pray for Sister Leila, The Lord Jesus Christ is also answering your personal prayer request. Pray. As you pray for Sister Leila in Cape Town, Jesus Christ is also answering your prayer request. You following on Facebook in America, in UK, in France, in India, in Ghana, in Kenya, pray, pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Father Lord, touch your sister Leila. This is an opportunity for you to show the power of Christianity. This is an opportunity for you to show the power of Christianity, the power of the Holy Ghost, the power of the living church, the power of the living church, the power of the living church. This is an opportunity, my Father, for you to prove the power of the living church. The love of the living church. The love of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Bonjour mon roi. Ça c'est une opportunité pour toi. Pour montrer la puissance du Saint-Esprit. La puissance de l'amour de Christ. La puissance de l'amour de Christ. La puissance de l'amour de Christ. Holy Ghost in Cape Town. Holy Ghost in Cape Town. Inspire the doctor. 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 Holy Ghost in Cape Town. Holy Ghost in Cape Town. Inspire the doctor. Inspire the doctor. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jehovah. You can have a seat. Thank you for your cooperation. Vous pouvez vous asseoir. Merci pour la coopération. On va maintenant ici lire la parole de Dieu.
Go check out Healing Sermons and Prayer House with Pastor Daniel Watson. Available today on Podbean and more. Go to podbean.com and search Healing Sermons and Prayer House. Offering live healing services on this radio channel. This offer is for a maximum of 5 family members that can enter the online healing studio to pray for the sick. Check out the website for more information, themosthighgod.org, and tune into the podcast. You can also find it on Spotify, Amazon Music, YouTube as well. Search Healing Sermons with Pastor Evangelist Daniel Watson, the founder of the Trinity of the Most High God. That's DanielOuakson. Many episodes up for you to listen to already. Make sure you subscribe to be notified of future releases. And you can also connect and stay tuned on Facebook at The Perfect Healer, on Twitter at Daniel Marketeur, or just download the Podbean app and stream directly from there. That's Healing Sermons and Prayer House with Pastor Daniel Watson. Go listen, download, and subscribe today.